The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about one of the reasons why most people fail. And it's it can pop up in anyone's life, in any area of life, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. And this is it, and I hope you're listening really well. It's not necessarily going to be a long podcast, this one. This is the reason, or one of the reasons, one of the main reasons why people fail. And it's because people kind of want it. They say they want it. They say they want it as bad as they're going to breathe, right? You've all seen the Eric Thomas hip-hop preacher video, As Bad As You Want to Breathe. But this is a problem. They only kind of want it. They're not prepared to go on that diet and be really strict, you know, to hit those diet goals. Or they're not prepared to go through for 30 crappy dates that you're going to find on Match, you know? They're not prepared to do that. And I've heard people go, you know, I really want to get into a relationship, so I'll go, right, Match.com. And they go, oh, no, I've gone 3 dates, all terrible dates. Right, so 3 dates? It's like you only kind of want to meet Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. So if you want it, then you've got to go out and get it, right? And this is a thing that most people aren't prepared to do. You want to go do the triathlon, wake up an hour early tomorrow and go run, swim and cycle. If that's what you want to do, you know, if you want to go do the triathlon, get up an hour early and go do it. Oh, well, I'm so tired and you don't understand and it's snowing and, oh, and I've got to dig my car out and I've got to put the heating on. And I've got kids and I've got a wife or a husband and you don't understand. And it's like, you can make all these excuses as much as you want, right? But bottom line is, are you going to get up an hour earlier or not? And if the answer is no, then you're going to get the results that you get, right? Because you're not getting up an hour earlier to do the work. Now, how does this relate to business? I mean, you know, we sort of beat around the bush sometimes because we're talking about relationships, we talk about weight loss, we talk about going and doing some exercise thing. And the reason why we beat around the bush is because it's all interconnected anyway. How you do one thing is how you do everything, which is not quite true, by the way, but it's good enough for people to say off stage, if you've been to T. Harv Eker and spoken to any coach who's ever existed. But how you do one thing isn't necessarily how you do everything, but it's certainly how you do a lot of things, okay? So if you're not prepared to get up an hour earlier to go and do the triathlon training or whatever it's going to be, or if you're not prepared to go through 25 crappy dates on Match, then you're not going to meet the man or woman of your dreams, the, you know, the super person that you're holding out for. And it's exactly the same in business. Are you prepared to record a podcast a day, which is really difficult? And by the way, I'm a hypocrite as well, because I find it really difficult, because life happens. You know, we've got stuff going on with the kids and family court and all that kind of thing. It's the most depressing sort of thing I've ever gone through, in all honesty. And it's like, it throws you off your game. It's really easy to be thrown off your game when you've got all this extracurricular bollocks going on. It's really difficult, right? So you sort of get out of the routine of doing it. Now, interestingly, just recently, in the last 4 days, I'm on day 4, I've been making a real health kick. I've already lost half an inch off my tummy, which is really cool. But it's because I'm totally committed. And not only am I totally committed, I'm also recording it and putting it on YouTube and then putting it out on social media. So it's like, now how's that for accountability, okay? That for me is like burning the boats. You know the story of the general and he's off to war and he puts his boats onto the beach and all the soldiers get off the boats. And then at night time, all the boats are set on fire and the guy runs up to him and says, General, all the boats are on fire. And he goes, yeah, I know, I burnt them. And he's like, no retreat. That's his accountability. He's got to go forward because he can't not go back. And for me, putting stuff on YouTube and social media, that's me moving forward. Because if I don't achieve then how's that going to look? And then, by the way, the fact I've highlighted it in this podcast means then it's like a double whammy because I even more have to make sure that I do it. So what accountability are you putting in? Like, if you want it badly, if you're fed up and... You know, it's like I saw on Facebook a story. The guy was in a supermarket. A 16-year-old had not enough money to buy the things. Nobody else would help her. And he popped up and he would help. Now, actually, is that a right thing to do? Or is that a wrong thing to do? Now, I actually don't. I'm not convinced that's necessarily the right thing to do. The 16-year-old has to go through that pain of not having enough money. Because if money magically falls out of strangers' pockets, then what's that going to tell them? Well, it's going to tell them, but potentially that might keep on happening. Whereas actually, if she's not got enough money and it's important supplies like bread and milk, right, then, I mean, maybe on bread and milk, maybe I would give a bit of money for that. But what lesson is that person learning? They're not learning anything. They're just, well, they are. They're learning that life's easy and money will fall out of strangers' pockets and help them. But life's not like that. We know that life isn't like that. let's get real about it, shall we? We know that life isn't like that. People can be nice, that's for sure. And people can equally not be nice, that's for sure. Okay? But what lesson has that 16-year-old learned? Maybe that 16-year-old needs to go wash cars, or go back to college, or school, or get a job, or drop leaflets and earn money. Whatever it is that that person needs to learn, and maybe that's the lesson that that person was meant to learn, and that by giving them the money, they haven't learned that lesson. J.K. Rowling says, rock bottom was her solid platform, right? Her rock bottom was her solid platform from which she could springboard off. And we don't want people to get to rock bottom, but being at rock bottom means you hit the bottom, you bounce back up, because you reach that point where you go, do you know what? I never, ever, ever want this to happen in my life ever again. Never, ever, ever do I want to be in that position. And that's exactly what J.K. Rowling said. And now she's a I think she's a billionaire, right? Certainly on her way to being a billionaire off the Harry Potter stuff. So, which I've never read or watched, and I've not got any intention of doing it. So, like, how bad do you want it? And, like, do you want it enough? Like, do you say you want it, or do you really want it? Now, we can tell the people who really want it, because if ever people go to bed at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, they get up at 6 or 7 o'clock. And yeah, you know, you could talk about burnout. And by the way, the only people who talk about burnout are those people who are not succeeding, because they felt burnout and they gave up, even though the success might have been just around the corner. And, you know, depends what you want to call burnout. You look at The Rock. I love Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Look at what he does. He gets up at 4:30 a.m. and he's in the gym throwing weights around. Now, I'm making an effort to lose some weight as well, but I'm not built like The Rock. I've not really got an intention to be built like The Rock. But if I had, do you think maybe I should copy what The Rock does and try and get the same results, getting up early and working out for 2 hours a day or whatever it happens to be? Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor in the films, you know, 2 hours a day. The guy that played Superman, the latest one, is built like a brick outhouse. you know, 2 hours a day. I can't remember his name, but his workouts are all online and stuff, so go and have a look. Now, you might go, yeah, but he's in a multi-million-pound film and he gets paid money for working out and all that kind of thing. Do you think if you had the body like that, you might also have the same potential? I mean, you've got to be a good actor as well, right? Because just having a body isn't enough. There are lots of people with good bodies, but they don't get the part, right? But do you think that if with that body, you might get better results in your life just away from film and everything else? Do you think you might feel healthier? Do you think you'll have more stamina? Do you think you'll have more confidence? All that stuff. Of course you would. Well, how bad do you want it? Most people don't want it bad enough. And don't get me wrong, this is not just about having a fit body. This is about you going out and doing a bloody work. Have you done 4 podcasts this week? No. Well, I was going to, but it snowed. Like, what's snow got to do? You've got to sit in front of your laptop like I'm doing with a microphone connected. I've got a Yeti microphone and I'm recording a podcast. The wife's parents have come over. They've gone into Castellón for some food and that sort of thing. And I've got a bit of work I wanted to do. I had my workout that I wanted to do because I want it, right? So we're going to record a couple of podcasts today because I'm not going to have the opportunity later on in the week, so then we can record them and drip feed them out. But we want it badly enough, right? So, and by the way, even if, like, tomorrow we're going into Valencia, and that's fine. Well, if I wanted to record a podcast, I could get up at 5 or 6 and record the podcast. I could do it at 9 or 10 or 11 or 12 or 1 a.m. There's no excuse not to be doing so. Well, you don't understand. I've got kids. Well, you don't understand. I've got, you know, I'm a full-time carer. I understand that. Totally understand that. So is a person that you're caring for, are they awake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? No, of course not. But in order for you to break the mold, you've got to go do something that you haven't done before. You've got to be the next person that you are meant to be, because the current the current mold of the person that you are isn't the person that will get to be a millionaire or get the body of your dreams or the man or the woman of your dreams or do the triathlon in record time. The person that you are now has to change. And we're going to talk about that in our next podcast. But you've got to change. And when you can't be bothered, they're the times that you need to be bothered. So look, this podcast went on far longer than I anticipated. And I went into a bit of a Dan rant mode, which is not a bad thing. How bad do you want it? That's the question. And what are you prepared to do to go get it? What are you prepared to give up? Are you prepared to give up sleeping in? Are you prepared to go on 25 crappy dates? Are you prepared to throw the weights around in the gym at 4:30 in the morning if it's open? And if it's not open, by the way, I bought a treadmill last month for 100 quid, 100 euros, second hand. I wasn't sure if I was going to use it because I wasn't overly committed at the time, right? It's downstairs in the cellar. We've got a big cellar here in under the villa in Spain, which is really cool. We've got a punching bag. We've got a skipping rope. We don't even have a weights bench, so we need to get one of those. But we've got dumbbells and a barbell and a kettlebell. And so I've just done my workout this morning. I did it in my cellar. You don't need a gym membership if it's not open at, 4:30 in the morning. You can go into your basement, or you can go into your living room, or you can go into your bathroom. Whatever you need to work out, right? Like the bath, you can do tricep dips on your bath. And then you can do push-ups leaning against your bath, right? Like with your hands on the bath and your feet out. There's lots of different things that you can do in your front room, if that's what you want to do. And you can't say, well, I can't do a podcast because... Well, hang on a minute. We've all got mobile phones with recording functions on them. What do you mean you can't do a podcast? You mean you can't be bothered? Oh, no, you don't understand. It's bollocks, right? We've got to get out of this idea. Well, you don't understand. I hear it. Every single day of my life, I hear it. Well, you don't understand how hard my life is. I do, because I've been there. And I will go back there at some point. And I've been there recently with the kids stuff. I understand exactly how hard life can be. But the question is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want the results? And this is why people fail, because they only say they want it without actually going and getting it. Go and take it. It's yours. All right. Good rant today. That's a podcast for today. Let me know how you feel about that and just drop me some messages. That'd be awesome. And if you're loving the podcast, give me a 5-star review. Why not? My name's Dan Latter, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. Take care, guys.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.